With the plan set, our favorite crew is going to join the Outlaws Theater and learn more about the Duke's Rebellion. Will Nostroy be able to convince them to let him join? And a better question is this group really who they want to be a part of?
Where we last left off, you guys had discussed going to the Vagabond Bog Tavern, which is where the Outlaws Theater group seems to meet. Do you guys, and it's also the Duke's Rebellion, they're kind of one and the same at this point, so if I use the terms interchangeably, know that they're the same thing. Do you guys have anything you want to do before that, or do we just want to cut over to there?
So, I do have a question about wealth. I know we've talked about this a little bit in the past, like, I have some expendable money to, like, buy people drinks and stuff like that, right?
Yes. I don't
have to worry about that? Okay.
You have enough money where it's...
We have petty cash.
Yeah. Narratively, you have money where it's... Like, if you wanted something big, game-changing,
right,
that would be money.
If we're going to hire somebody, if we're going to buy an expensive gift, that sort of thing, we need
right. If money. Basically, if you want mechanical benefit from it. So it costs Mandy part of a wealth point to buy information off of someone who was not around.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to a bar, saying you buy drinks and that's your way of, like, introducing yourself to someone, that doesn't cost a point because you're just, like, people are around.
But I assume if you're buying, like, the whole tavern drinks, then...
Because you want them to all cover for you, then
that would
that's
be,
different.
Yeah. That would be different. The other thing is, like, some of it is you can use it for, like, raises for it.
Yeah.
And like, Mandy skipped having to roll to find someone by just having a purse of money.
Gotcha. And I guess, did any of us start with any wealth?
Yes.
Mandy has 3 wealth. Well, 2.5
and
now.
None of the rest of us have any?
Nope.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I don't think so.
You guys head to the Vagabond Bog Tavern. It's a decently well-kept tavern. It seems to be full of people. You go in and it is full of different tables. There's probably 2 dozen tables. They're circular. There's a lot of people at most of them. It seems to be a packed house. There is a moderate-sized stage that is opposite the bar in the back. You see some people kind of performing on it.
Do Njostroy or Lena recognize the people that we saw at the performance? Are they, like, scattered throughout the tavern? Are they all clumped together? Do we even notice them?
I will say, without spending a raise or anything, you notice a few of them, but not enough to make an inference of where they are in relation to each other.
Okay, that's fair.
So, like, you see a few familiar faces, but it's crowded enough that it's hard to get, like, a lock on, like, where people are actually stationed.
Yeah, or if they're, like, meeting together.
Right. Like, you see someone talk to someone, and you're like, oh, are they meeting? And then you see him, like, go to a different table and just, like, sit down there, and you're like, wait, what's happening? You know, everything's a little bit chaotic right now.
Yeah.
If you spent the time to figure it out, like, it's something that's figure-outable, but that would be a roll.
Gotcha.
So, I want you all to roll, since this isn't going to be a social scene. In it, you guys can all gather information that you want. So I'm going to have you all roll, and I'll tell you what the consequences and opportunities are.
Catalina did not go with us, right?
She did not. Do you want her with you?
I think we decided last time that she wasn't, but we're going to figure out something for her to do in the meantime.
I think right now she's just laying low okay. Until we have established our base.
Right, because then she could do stuff in disguise.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Catalina is there when you want her to be there, kind of thing. Not dissimilar to Runa or Lucy in our previous games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except when Runa couldn't be found.
I mean, that was a narrative beat, you know?
I got 2 raises.
What are we rolling with?
Oh, you tell me.
Okay. That's what I wasn't
sure. We choose relevant skills.
Right, and yes. The things you can do, you can basically do anything, but you have to use things that applies to, or it costs you an extra raise to do stuff.
Gotcha.
So, Cody, what are you rolling?
Panache and perform, which I feel like is not atypical.
And you rolled an extra die for being injured?
No, I did not. Hang on, let me roll that extra die and see if that gets me another raise. It doesn't. It was really close.
Do you get to do any rerolls with your skill? Do you have rank 3 in your perform? I assume you would.
I do.
You can reroll a single die.
I have 3. Well, Yeah, I have 3 raises. Almost 4, because I rolled a 10.
Cormac, what are you rolling with? And tell me how you're, like, doing this. Be narrative about it.
Yeah. I think he's going to drift over to a larger table and find someone who's more on, like, the edge of the group. Like, if somebody's telling a story, he's finding somebody who's, like, kind of half paying attention. So I think he'll go up to her, and I'm going to roll empathy and panache.
I'm fine with that.
See where that gets me.
You do have to be, like, charming then, or, like, you have to use your panache. You can't, you
yes.
know.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That is fine, though. I'm cool with that. Elena, what are you rolling?
So, Lena is going to go up to one of the performers that she recognizes, and using a panache and convince, I am going to talk to them about the performance and try and get a beat on what their actual thoughts are. Like, is this just a performance that they're doing? Is this is this just, you know, a way to make money, or is this something that they actually believe with their whole chest?
All right. And you said perform and panache?
Panache and convince.
Sorry. I don't know why.
You're fine.
So Kaylin, did you roll an extra die? And Mandy, you get an extra die because they're skills you have not used before.
I have 2 raises and 1 left over.
Kaylin, what do you got? And then I'll ask.
I have 2 raises and, like, 2. Otherwise, that was my extra die. Did not help me.
I will buy your thing if you want it, and so you can have an extra hero point.
Okay.
You gonna buy both of ours?
No, I'm just gonna buy Kaylin's right now.
Rude.
Kaylin's the only one I have not bought from yet, so you've all had 1 die.
Are you marking hero points?
I am.
Okay.
Sigurthur, what are you doing?
So here is my thought of what I wanted to do. I want to find a group, and not necessarily looking for someone specifically related to the rebellion / theater. I want to find a group of someone that looks to be some kind of fighters, like maybe bodyguards or just people that look like they could hold their own in a fight and that type of thing. I want to, like, buy them drinks and then challenge them to an arm wrestling contest. Just trying to basically make friends. Just trying to introduce myself and make a friend in here. That's kind of what I'm aiming for.
All right, I'm assuming. Do you want athletics for that, then?
I mean, I'll take athletics, I guess.
Yeah, I'll say athletics and brawn, probably, since you're arm wrestling.
Okay. Okay, and this was, I hadn't done athletics before, right?
You had not, no, so you get an extra die.
Okay. Oh, I rolled a lot of ones. That's gross. Well, I get to re-roll 1 of them. It's a little better. So I have 3 raises with 1 die left over.
All right. So the things you guys can buy, so the opportunities is, you can overhear gossip about a faction of your choice. You can impress the group so you can meet with the leader of the Duke's Rebellion. So impressing the group costs 2 raises. Overhearing a piece of gossip about a faction of your choice costs 1 raise. You can gain information about, or you can gain information about the Duke's Rebellion, which costs you 1 raise. You can make a friend here, and that will give you a bond with the Rebellion, and they'll like you a little bit better, but that costs 3 raises. Problems that you guys have is if each of you has to independently spend 1 raise if you don't want to be recognized / remembered. And together, you need to spend 4 raises to prevent the guards from showing up while you guys are there.
So as a group, we have to pay those problems, otherwise they happen?
You have to pay the guard 1 as a group. So one of you can put more than just 1 in for the guards. You each individually have to choose whether or not you want to be recognized.
How many do we have total?
Not enough for all we want to do, I don't think.
I have 2, and I'm definitely using both of those 2. And I also do want to be recognized for reasons that will become apparent very soon.
So yeah, the problem is, my goal was to make a friend. My goal was to, like, make a friend in this group That would take all three of my raises.
That's like gaining a bond, though. Like, you can gain information and be friendly with somebody.
Right. You making a friend, I have it as like something very specific, where it's like, this is someone you can come back to. You can get information if you want from people without having to make a bond with them.
Also, I think that we should all just get very comfortable with the fact that the guards are definitely busting in, because I don't see a world where we do nothing here but prevent guards from coming in, which is basically what we'd be doing.
I agree. Zach, I see that it says that if you don't pay off the guards coming, they'll come before you finish your business. I assume we would still get whatever opportunity we decided to take.
Yes, okay. Yes. Basically, it means you guys will not be out of the building before the guards get here.
Gotcha.
Which, narratively, you don't know.
Yeah.
But...
So I didn't realize we were narrating what we were doing. Can I do my little bit that I want to do while I'm here, given the way this is working out?
You can, but I figured you're going to probably do it when you spend your thing and I play through it with you, but sure. You can say how
Well, yeah. No, I mean, I'm just okay. Doing that. I mean, unless you want to do everyone else's first, that's fine.
No, you can do your bit.
So what I want to do then is spend my two raises to try to impress... impress the guild or whatever, the group, to like meet their leader. And so the way Neostroy does this is he kind of like sidles his way close to the stage and is like watching the performer, and then like, you know, if it's like a singer like in the middle of their solo, or if it's like a stage actor, like when they like start delivering their soliloquy right before a comedian tells his punchline, Neostroy waves his hands and summons a bunch of burning toads, like big, like them Harry Potter toads in book and movie 2, but made of fire, to start hopping off of the stage and like hop around the tables. And then Neostroy walks up onto the stage and goes, "Good evening, friends. Tonight, the wonderful Neostroy has a tale for all of you. Is of the toad." And the toads stop pouring off of the stage, and one just stands next to him. And then he begins to narrate a story played out through fire creatures. "The toad was a gossip. The toad always liked to tell stories. First, the toad hops up to the fox and says, 'Fox, be afraid. All of the trees are dying. I saw dead trees yesterday. For sure the forest must be dying for you. This would be terrible. Squirrels will leave. Fox and family will starve.' But this is not the first tale Toad has told, so Fox ignores him. Then the Toad hops up to the next creature, an owl, and says, 'Owl, just the other day I heard the mice are making friends with humans to hunt you. This is bad news for owls. Soon you will be extinct from humans killing you.' The owl knew was lie. Mice cannot talk to humans. Then the toad hops his way up to the deer and says, 'Deer, the river is poisoned. I have seen so many dead fish. We all know it is terrible.' The toad tells these stories for his own joy. But the deer knows he is lying. He has heard from fox and owl. Toad tells tall tales. Toad wants to prophesy the end, but toad lies." So that all the animals disappear and the toad is alone on the stage. But one day the toad smells fire, smells the forest burning, knows that the end is coming, and hops out into the woods screaming, "Run, run, forest is on fire." All the animals laugh at the toad. His performance at this point is a joke. He has failed to capture the hearts of his audience, and therefore the audience dies in fire. And you see all the animals standing there in fire, and the toad extinguishes slowly. "Do not be like toads. Stand for a purpose." And then Neostroy walks off the stage.
It was really good. I really liked it. It also reminded me of those like really heavy-handed commercials, like "Don't smoke."
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be. He's making fun of the play, the theater. You know,
I think there is mixed cheerings as they're both like impressed, but also a little offended.
He wants to offend. Yeah.
Like the smarter ones are like giving you a look where the like newer workers are like, that was great! I love this!
Bernie toads, yay!
I like the Firefox!
I prefer Chrome.
Lena nudges the performer that she has found herself purposefully standing next to. Can you believe this guy? Like, what the hell was that even?
I mean, he seems kind of like a jerk, if you ask me.
Don't get me wrong. The fire was very impressive, very cool, but, like, it felt a little bit overdone, don't you think? Not like you. I was at the performance earlier today, and I thought it, or I guess tonight, whatever time. And I was very impressed.
Oh, thank you. I've been working hard on it. I can't conjure flames like this man, but I feel like I'm a better storyteller. They're not as on the nose, you know? There was no subtlety. There was no art to this. It was just like whapping, you know, a dog with a newspaper.
I was about to say, I definitely appreciated the subtlety of what you were going for this earlier this evening.
Right, and where was the comedy? I don't tell this to everyone, but did you know I'm the one who came up with throwing the toy pigs into the audience?
No.
I know.
I thought that was hilarious.
Right? Where was the jokes in this one? I mean, it was all just gloom and doom. Toad bad. Audience dies. I mean,
it definitely seemed like maybe he just needs to workshop it a little bit, because there were some impressive bits, but I agree. It was a little bit heavy, I think. It's nice to meet you. My name is Maggie.
In a tavern across town, you see Catalina's head just shoot up and look. Nice to meet you, Maggie. My name is Dario.
It is very nice to meet you, Dario. I have to say, it's been a long time since I've been back in the area, and I wanted to ask, you know, it seems... things seem a little bit different since the last time I was here. I think it's been about 3 years? Maybe 3.5 now?
Ah, yes, I mean, the Duke's dead. And then things kind of went very badly. There's a siege, the heir finally showed up and claimed the throne, but it was kind of like too little too late after all the factions were fighting for power.
I guess... From your show, it seems like there's a lot of discontent happening.
Yes, I mean, yeah, like we're all kind of starving and the nobles seem to not care and, you know, they're the worst. I mean, we're hoping to get rid of them. It would be great.
Hoping to get rid of them, really?
I mean, what have they done for us? Like, we sit here and...
Apparently nothing. From everything that I've seen tonight, it looks like things are pretty, pretty bad here.
I mean, they give us good material for jokes, but that's kind of it.
Well, and I would assume at some point, jokes are only so helpful.
Exactly. I mean, I would much rather have a filled belly and not need to do this charade. But they drink their wine, they eat their food, they act like giving us a pig is once every couple months is okay.
You say that you're looking to get rid of them. Is there, I mean, there can't be anything like actually happening to even get something like that started. And just to be clear, I am using my two. Something changed. I'm using one. I'll use my one to gain information about the Duke's Rebellion. That's what I want to do. And because I have one left over and we're probably not going to use the... We're not getting rid of the guards. I'll use my second raise to not be recognized.
Okay. We are not the most organized in the city, but our movement is growing, and sympathies lie with us, not with the nobles. We don't have any firm plans in place, but we are working on making the city better, and that's more than we can say about anyone else. And if making the city better involves getting rid of a few nobles permanently, I don't see a problem with that.
You know, I actually grew up here in Oretrios, and it hurts my heart to see.
Really? Where did your father work?
He was a tailor on the other side of town.
Ah.
But you know, it really hurts my heart to see the city in such disarray. I would be very, very interested in learning more about what you are planning to do to set everything right.
All right.
I can go next.
I think we'll probably go everyone and then wrap around to Cody since he's the one who's meeting with the leader.
Sounds good. So Cormac's next to a woman in the crowd. Milady, please tell me you're performing next. Someone as enchanting as you should be the star of the show.
She like blushes a little bit. Oh, I am not one of the performers. That's
no, no, you must be.
Oh, you're too kind, but I don't think I could ever. I don't think I could ever do something like that. That's way too public for me.
Oh, I can't imagine you'd be bad at it. What brings you here?
I like the company, you know, I like the sentiment here. Things are kind of rough. It's nice to have some people who agree with that, and we don't have to pretend here.
I understand not wanting to be in a place where you don't need to pretend.
What brings you here? You seem new.
I am. I've been out to sea for a few years now, and been back in town, and everything's so different. But I saw the play earlier, and it seemed like these folks, you know, real salt of the earth.
Right? I mean, I feel like it's kind of a good cause. We're working towards, like, helping people instead of just politicking and trying to control the city. Like, that's not the goal here. We're trying to help.
I couldn't agree more. What sorts of things have they been doing? I am looking to lend a hand where I can. And I'm using one to gain information about the Duke's Rebellion.
What specifically are you looking for different from what Mandy got? Because I don't want to just, like, make you...
Right. I'm looking for... So she got what they're doing sort of, like, antagonistically towards the nobles. I'm looking for, like, what they're trying to do to help the peasants, perhaps, if there's something. If there's more, like a positive versus the negative aspect.
Well, you know, we are... We try to distribute food more evenly. I mean, there are stores and we aren't starving yet, but the nobles don't really care about distributing it evenly, and we try to do what we can to help with that. We make sure that no one goes hungry. We are the only people really trying to negotiate with the Cultus Felce or the Gravediggers Guild.
Pardon me for not knowing, but... Who's the Cultus Felce?
You know, they're the guys in the hoods that you see around town every so often. If you want...
I would like to use my other point for that.
I was just letting you know, like, you can get more. You can get, like, more specific. I just wanted to let you know. Well, they're the people who are kind of acting as, like, jury, judge, and executioner around the city. They're kind of trying to keep the nobles somewhat in line, but they also do it to the peasantry, so they are a little extreme. And most groups are treating them as just terrible people that need to be exterminated, where we kind of work with them a little bit, kind of like a necessary evil. If the nobles only hold us accountable, at least it's nice having someone who holds both sides accountable, you know?
We can see that for sure. Do you feel safe, though?
I mean...
From them?
I haven't done anything wrong. Do I ever feel safe anymore? We live in a city that is bombarded.
No, that's true. That's true.
I think safe is just a luxury that we don't have anymore.
But we do the best we can and we put on a brave face, right?
I mean, that's why I'm here. I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to help those in need.
Well, is there a place that they distribute food out of? Maybe I'll run into you there.
Oh, she lists. She lists the place that she usually at. I mean, that's where I usually go. I mean, there's a few other places about the city, but. I mean, it'd be nice to see you again.
The pleasure would be all mine.
I don't think I caught your name.
I'm Cormac O'Rourke. And you?
Maybe you've heard of me.
My name is Elisa.
Elisa, it was lovely.
Someone better be writing all these names now, because I am not.
I'll get them when I'm editing.
All right, Sigrithur, what are you about?
Okay, I need to pull up that list again and decide how I'm actually going to spend the point. Man, I'm not really sure what I want to do here, to be honest, with those options.
Do you care about being recognized? Otherwise, you can make a friend.
Yeah, that's what I was leaning towards initially.
Then do it.
Yeah, I'd say just go ahead and do the make a friend, because we've already gotten a lot of information.
Okay, sure. So I approached this group of muscly bodyguard looking type people and quietly approach them. You know what? I'm just going to be bold with it. I'm just going to literally sit down with them. Not even really introduce myself. I'm just going to sit down with them, assuming there's like an open seat, and just kind of be like, you guys look like you're having fun. I think I'll join you.
They nod and accept you. You know, like, they're cool. You seem like a tough type. And you're able to integrate with them easily enough. You know, this isn't your first bar you've been to.
Mind if I buy you guys drinks?
Not at all. We are very happy to receive some drinks.
I've not been in the city for quite a while, and I'm looking to just meet some people. And you guys looked like you can handle yourself.
I mean, that we can.
So she'll go get some drinks, bring them back. So what do you guys do around here?
We work with the Duke's Rebellion. I mean, if anyone of the guard asks, I work in the forge, you know. It's how I keep in shape, but that's where I work, that's not what I do. What I do is I go beat up some guards. That's my calling. I go get in street fights a lot.
That definitely sounds like a interesting time. So you're the one of the people that will protect the performances as the guard when the guards show up.
Exactly. I mean, I wasn't on duty today. I had other obligations. I mean, we have to keep up appearances so that we're not all rounded up. But I was. Had I been there, there wouldn't have been the problem with the guards.
I am a little curious about how tough you actually are. And not that I'm saying that you're not, but I'm just. I always like to test my own strength against other people. What do you say?
What do you have in mind?
Oh, nothing too crazy. How about an arm wrestle?
All right. I have no idea how to decide a winner for this.
Right.
I think you can probably narrate through it whatever is going to make a friend the most.
And like, it doesn't really matter if I win or lose. Like, I obviously want to win.
Flip a coin. Ugh. Roll a dice. Flip a coin. We have dice.
Pick even or odd, Vinny.
Yeah, we have 50 million dice.
Or you could roll opposed, right? Like, we have skills and stuff. You know,
I don't for this random NPC.
Oh, we'll just set a random difficulty. He's a thick boy.
I mean, we could just roll a single dice opposed.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, boy.
I got a 3.
I got a 9. Why couldn't I have rolled that on my actual check?
Nah, priorities.
All right, so you guys square up and put your arms on the table. He holds his own for longer than you think he would be able to. Not because he looks weak, but because you're just that confident in your strength. So you're mildly impressed for, like, that brief second, like, huh, there's a little bit of resistance, and then immediately slam it to the table. Oh, that's... You're quite strong, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. I've been fighting for quite a while. You're no slouch yourself.
Do you work in a blacksmith as well?
Wink.
You're right.
Oh, I've done a lot of things over the years.
Well, I mean, if you're ever looking for some work, I'm sure that you can help move some heavy parts around or something. I don't know what blacksmiths do.
Do you think blacksmith's main job is carrying things?
Oh, I mean, hitting things.
I hit things, things. I mean, Mandy will make me look smart in editing, so I don't have to make sense now.
You mean me?
Caitlin, who is married to me, will...
Don't forget, this guy is also drunk, so he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Caitlin, who's married to me, is the one editing this, so I will look like a genius. But yeah, so like, a lot of them are like cheering, and then multiple of them are like, oh, me next, they want to try, you know?
I mean, she'll oblige.
You spend the next while, like, arm wrestling and having a good time with these people. And just building up friendship. The first one you talk to, his name is Victor.
Victor. Okay.
And you guys have a little bit of bond with the Duke's Rebellion, because you now have, like, a person that likes you and that will talk to you guys.
Vinny, it's great. You can spot Victor at the gym. I mean, the forge. Where he just lifts big pieces of metal around, you know?
All right. Circling back around to Cody. So a plain-looking woman comes up, or she would be plain, rather, if she didn't have overlapping scars on her right cheek that, like, they're not, like, clean cuts. They're, like, very jagged, like it was something painful that happened. She has dark hair with an olive complexion. She is wearing worker clothes, which is like just trousers and a light shirt, and has an orange scarf that is the color of the city. So that was quite the performance.
Thank you. My life was horribly maimed as a result of me being able to do magic with fire. So I am glad that the fact that a substantial amount of my life is now very weird has allowed me to do a great performance.
I mean, the toads were nice. I thought they were enjoyable.
The toads were meant to be a painful metaphor.
I mean, I got that. The subtlety was not lost on me.
Subtlety is for the weak and the cowards.
Well, then you might get along well with us. What is your name?
It depends. Would you like me to throw small pigs at people in crowds?
Dario is very proud of that. I would not bring it up. I've been trying to phase it out for a little bit. He won't have it. He's very proud of that work. If we take it out, he just starts throwing pigs from backstage. It's not great.
Let Nostre be your impersonal rebuke.
I mean, he's very proud. I mean, if you want to talk to him about it. But why don't we talk about what you are going to be doing for us first before we start talking about you rebuking Dario?
This is a good question. I saw your performance and I was inspired, but I feel not inspired enough. It's not enough to point out the smallness of the pig. We must inspire action, inspire greater deeds, not just inspire people to laugh at pigs. Sometimes the performances should be serious, dark, heavy, when the subject matter calls for it, which I believe it does.
I do not disagree. I mean, we have been more farcical. I mean, that's where we started, or at least the Outlaw Theater started. I am the one who merged the Duke's Rebellion with them, but they're a little bit more serious. So it sounds like you might be interested in helping us get rid of some nobles?
Now, this does depend, because generally, I would say, yes, I am a big fan of getting rid of nobles, for a variety of reasons. But I will say this. Maybe nobles serve purpose. Maybe they don't. It depends. Is there someone to replace them when they are gone? Are they skilled warriors who are here to fend off a siege that you want to decapitate before siege attacks? In which case, no. Let us not get rid of nobles. Let us inspire, by force, nobles to do something with all their swords and money and power and wealth. There are men-at-arms at this city. No, why are they not fending off siege? But if nobles are unwilling, then nobles might go missing. In river.
Nothing you have said has made me upset. I mean, I'm for a lot of that. If we don't have to kill them all, that's fine. But I think the top needs to be gone.
When you say top, do you speak of Catalina the Pig Giver?
Yes, and Señor Santiago?
So, now Nostre is curious. Nostre understands Señor Santiago keeps busting up your parties, is disappointing. I get it. But is he like, aside from people actively making fun of Catalina with small pigs, is he like causing trouble? Is Catalina doing things beyond having small pigs?
Catalina is not stabilizing anything. The food stores are not being distributed evenly. We should be all fine for a few years. Why are we hungry?
Should be stealing food stores. Got it.
I mean, we are working on that. There's only so much we can do. Like, do you see this room? We are not much bigger than this.
Should be recruiting more people with messages more exciting than pigs.
Your fire toad, I think, might draw a crowd. I mean, that's probably what I'll have you do.
The fire magic is impressive, yes. Literally, I come with fireworks, yes.
It's a good showstopper. I mean, I see why you went to be a performer, I presume. I mean, that doesn't come out of nowhere. I mean, you seem what Dario's thing for a story is. It's throwing pigs into an audience. I think your story comes from somewhere where you are trained, you are skilled, you know what you're doing.
Would love to perform for you. Seems like a great opportunity. Also, I have another skill. It's very good. I'm fantastic with confections and would love to open a shop somewhere. Do you know of any, like, empty rundown buildings that are not currently getting hit with rocks where I could also give out candies?
She gives you a street address where there's, or she gives you an area to look. She doesn't know anything offhand, but she gives you, like, this district of the town tends to be a little bit more deserted, but also not completely empty.
And also wants desserts.
But yeah, she gives you an area of the town that's, like, you could probably find something where it's not empty, but it's also not, like, the wealthy district where, like, you wouldn't find anything.
So, okay, now I am curious about something. So you said main issue right now is food stores are being squandered by nobility. This includes Catalina, the ineffective, and Señor Santiago, the actively violent against normal people?
Exactly. The guards are rough up peasants. They do what they want. They force us to do labor for them. We have to carry their packs all over the city.
Perfect. So we steal food. This is main goal.
Right? If you want to help us steal more food, I'm for that. We also do a lot of, like, for us, we have to negotiate with all the other factions. We work towards some semblance of peace. I mean, there's a lot of people vying for power, and we don't really want any of them in power. It's not like I need to be in control or anything like that. We want the power to be in the hands of the people, not the power to be in the hands of the arrogant few who think that they're God's gift to this earth and then mess everything up constantly because
your name is Dukris Rebellion, no?
We are. We stand for the ideals of what the Duke established when he was alive, not necessarily having a Duke anymore.
Do you stand against necessarily the idea of having a Duke anymore?
What has a Duke ever done for us since he, like, we have the closest
literally the whole city, right? Like, all of this that was good was because of a Duke.
I mean, you're not wrong, but since then, who have we had to replace him? We have Catalina the Imposter, and before that, we had Senior Santiago, and
Catalina the Imposter?
Sorry, wrong thing.
Never mind, Catalina the Giver of Pigs, got it.
Catalina the Ineffective? The Ineffectual? Sorry, we said other I words. Out of game, have been calling her the imposter, so I messed that up. That's on me.
Okay, I get you.
And we're we got the bog lurchers are outside, ready to recapture this city and make it terrible again, like it was before in our history. You seem to be new in town, Nostra, and we used to have this grand harvest feast every year. And the Duke would set it out where we would all be considered equals. We'd all get the finest of wines. We'd all share the best foods. There was no discrimination. We could all go to the palace. We could all go anywhere we wanted. We were all invited to this party every year. Since the Duke's death, it has been an invite only, and the invites only go to nobles. There hasn't been... The first year, there was like two parties where they had the cheap stuff outside, which I'm pretty sure was mostly just water. And then, since then, they haven't even thrown us the party. They've just kind of called it off while they get drunk in the palace every year.
I do enjoy to crash parties, so there is also that.
You're speaking my language.
So, I believe what we need to do is... So, first off, tell me where performances are. Would love to tell stories about toads. Second off, I also specialize in other things beyond toads and farm animals. Well, not farm animals, forest animals.
Do you do farm animals?
I can also tell stories about cows. Yes, so mainly cows, toads, foxes. That's it. I am joking. I tell other stories. But also, maybe when we establish ourselves in a lovely sweets shop, if you ever want a snack or help getting snacks, wink. Come and find us.
That sounds agreeable, but here's my concern. You seem like a good performer, I trust you. You say us like there's a group of you.
Me and my pastry chefs, yes.
I don't know your pastry chefs. I don't really know you, so I think we do a quid pro quo, so to speak. We've been having a monster problem, I'm sure you've heard of.
What I heard is monsters are only outside of cities, so are monsters inside of city?
Not really. I mean, other than the monsters that are, you know, the metaphorical ones that every horror story is based off of. The real monsters are humans all along. You know, that garbage. But I'm talking about the actual monsters that are, like, eating people. And they're not really in the city, but they are attacking supply lines. And I know you're going to say that's probably the bog lurchers, that's what they do. But we have sent scouts out, and they have seen things. They have seen supplies be destroyed. They have seen... It makes it dangerous for anyone who wants to leave to leave. And we need to make it safe so that people can leave, because we're trying to help people. So if you can go and help take out some of the monsters, there is a specific pack of them that I would like you to take out. They seem to be the most aggressive. Your fire magic seems to help. Your pastry chefs, I assume, can use knives. I mean,
allow me to be clear. I am not a fighter. I am terrible at fighting. I can make fire puppets, and I can talk to people. That is it. My pastry chefs handle all the knives.
Wink.
They can handle your knives as much as you want.
Have you ever heard the invigorating story of Scooby-Doo?
I can't say I've had the pleasure.
Have you considered the possibility monsters are bog lurchers wearing masks?
You go out there and prove that? Consider us paid, or however you want to look at this.
Do you want, like, several monster heads, like, in bag? Could bring you a bag of monster heads?
I'm just going to hand wave it and say, like, she'll know if you do it. Like, we don't need to gruesomely say how you proof of murder of monster.
Got you several bags of severed heads.
Yostroy's already shopping for head bags in his imagination, you know?
Head bags.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, I can't stop you, but something like claws would probably be cleaner and easier to transport.
Feels less impressive to come in and, like, dramatically drop a small pouch of claws on table. One claw rolls out, glimmering in the firelight, does not have the same ring as, like, one big, scary lion head, like, you know, rolls out. It's fine.
I'm just saying, you're cleaning up wherever you bring the bloody head.
Just imagine, right? We are going to party to make big, impressive show of, look, we are the ones that finally defeated the monsters, and I, you know, clatter out toenail clippings, it feels. Anyways, it does not matter. The showmanship will come later.
I'll leave that to you. You will be the ones to take them out, so you can do what you want. But that's what I want for you and your group to join us, it sounds like you want.
I do not know if we want to join you. We want to... I believe in this case we are close to having the same goals. We may work together for a time.
Okay, we'll consider you close allies after this, or at least allies.
I feel we should have group name, because right now our group name is my friends that are wandering around bar talking to your friends. I will discuss with them. We will have t-shirts upon next time working.
I look forward to it. I mean, it really helps us. With all the factions and towns, we all have like name tags like, hello, my name is. Dario also has Dime with Stupid shirt. He thinks it's hilarious.
No, I do not like idea with shirts.
All right. As you are finishing up your conversation, you hear the jangling of armor as guards burst in the front door.
Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Kestiel. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.